Well, there must be something about this week that is like a National Food Day.
Oh, yeah.
Week or yeah. something, because we talked about Slurpees, right? For 7-Eleven Day on Monday.
Yeah.
Today is National French Fry Day.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, National French Fry Day.
French Fry Day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So a Belgian food historian, what were you going to say?
Well, you haven't even started yet, and I'm asking questions. Oh. I was going to ask, is there significance to it being July 13th?
Oh, I don't know.
It was just like the only vacant day?
So. I don't know. Okay. I think they just make these things up. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
So a Belgian food historian has traced the history of the French fry and asserts that it is clear that fries are indeed of French origin. They are actually French.
Oui, oui.
Fries are first mentioned in 1775 in a Parisian book. And the first recipe for modern French fries was in a French cookbook from 1795.
Is that right?
They became an emblematic Parisian dish in the 19th century. but the French and the Belgians have an ongoing dispute about where fries were actually invented.
Well, if I know the French and the Belgians, that's going to be a really feisty,
really hot debate.
Dispute they have going on.
So one story about the name French fries claims that when the American Expeditionary Forces arrived in Belgium during World War I, they assumed that they were a French dish because French was spoken by the Belgian army. But the name existed long before that in English, and the popularity of the term did not increase for decades after 1917. At that time, the term French fries was growing in popularity, and the term was already used in the U.S. as early as 1899. Now, we have one of our founding fathers to thank for bringing America the French fry.
That's amazing. Who
Thomas
is it?
Jefferson.
I want a name. Thomas Jefferson. Okay.
Brought French fries here to America.
Thank you, Tommy.
He probably first encountered sliced fried potatoes while serving as the American ambassador to France. Mm. He would go on to detail a recipe in his writings sometime between 1801 and 1809. And according to research, this was one of the earliest known French fry recipes.
One thing, if I may. I have a hard time. There are certain things that you have a hard time picturing. Like, say, Thomas Jefferson talking on a cell phone.
Yep.
Thomas Jefferson just sitting there like just popping fries.
Yeah. Why not?
Because I don't know. Because it doesn't seem like I don't know what I thought they ate back then.
But it wasn't not French fries?
Not French fries. No.
Well, he did. Okay. Apparently.
All right. I figured everything would be like brown and mushy. Because it was old. It was old times.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And in black and white.
Yeah, sure. Also, yeah. So in the United States, the J.R. Simplot Company is credited with successfully commercializing French fries in frozen form during the 1940s.
Delish.
Subsequently, in 1967, Ray Kroc from McDonald's contracted the company to supply them with frozen fries, replacing fresh cut potatoes.
Thank you.
In 2004, 29% of the United States potato crop was used to make frozen fries.
Good.
90% consumed by the food services sector and 10% by retail. Mm. Now, McDonald's outsells every other company in the entire world in terms of fries.
Really?
Yeah. Approximately 7% of the potatoes grown here in the U.S. become McDonald's French fries.
McDonald's specifically
McDonald's
French fries. 7%. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's a lot of fries.
Yeah, it is.
The fast food chain sells over a third of all French fries consumed in the United States using its famous recipe. Guess how many ingredients are in that recipe?
I'm going to guess exactly 2.
20.
20.
There are 20 ingredients in McDonald's French fries.
Okay.
So there you go. So
what could they possibly be?
Chemicals? I don't know. So the town of Florenceville, Bristol, New Brunswick in Canada, which is the headquarters of McCain Foods, calls itself the French fry capital of the world. And they also have a museum about potatoes called Potato World.
Oh, so this is Canada?
In Canada.
So Canada is known for something.
It's Slurpees. What?
And Slurpees.
Remember the Winnipeg, I think, was like the capital of Slurpee sales? So, Florenceville, Bristol, New Brunswick.
Why are they not fatter up there? They should be really fat.
You would think, right? So McCain Foods is the world's largest manufacturer of frozen French fries. 1 in 3 fries in the world comes from McCain Foods.
Yeah. Wow.
So Belgium consumes more fried potatoes per capita than any other country.
Belgium.
All right. Some 165 pounds a person annually, according to 2010
French
statistics.
French fries?
French fries. For a population of 11 million people, there are a whopping 5,000 fry vendors in the small country of Belgium. That means there is one fry vendor for every 2,200 people there. That's a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
To give you some comparison, the average American eats around 30 pounds of french fries a year.
And they eat how
which is still a lot. 165.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we're a little bit behind them. But 30 pounds of french fries is still kind of a lot.
I thought,
it seems like a lot.
I thought french fry consumption was something we would absolutely excel at.
Nope, apparently not.
Well, I am a little disappointed.
Yeah. So the most expensive french fries are the creme de la creme pommes frites, which sold for $200 at a restaurant called Serendipity in New York City.
The pommes frites.
Yes.
Apple.
That is French.
Fried apple.
Yes. So the recipe.
Fried potato. That means fried potato, right? Pomme de terre.
Pomme de terre is a potato. A
pomme apple of the ground.
Yeah.
So a pommes frites is an apple fried, but it's not.
Is your mind being blown right now? You just realize that?
Yeah, it is.
So the recipe for these $200 French fries includes upstate chipperbeck potatoes, Dom Perignon champagne, French champagne vinegar.
Wait for the gold flakes. Where are the gold flakes?
Batches of pure cage-free goose fat from France, truffle salt, truffle oil, truffle butter, and shaved black summer truffles from Italy. So you got to really like truffles.
Heavy on the truffles.
If you want these fries.
And
organic 100% grass-fed cream from Jersey cows. Okay. And, of course,
gold.
23-karat edible gold dust.
They always put gold
edible
on the
gold.
Food.
Yep.
What the heck?
$200. You can enjoy those fries.
Have you ever eaten gold?
Can't say that I have.
It must be good.
I mean,
they put it on everything that's expensive.
Right.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with French fries, did you?
Yes, so we're going to play Junk Food Junkie by Larry Gross.
All right, very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah, much. Thank you very much, Sarah. Oh, yeah. Larry Gross, and it's Junk Food Junkie right here. Sarah, if you remind us, why don't we just play the record?
Because it's National French Fry Day.
Yes. Congratulations and happy French Fry Day to you. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Thomas Jefferson brought French fries to America.
That blew my mind.
Yep.
7% of the potatoes grown in the U.S. become McDonald's French fries.
And the average American eats around 30 pounds of fries a year.
Yeah, that's it. We got a couple of calls there during the record. One of them was Joe Coops, who listens, and obviously, and he could just randomly calling numbers. And he said, what about the Five Guys fries? And you and I had this conversation earlier today.
Yes.
I don't like the Five Guys
and
fries.
And I don't understand your...
Because they are just like shredded potatoes.
Which is what a French fry should be.
Not necessarily. Yeah. It tastes like... And by the way, the temperature that they serve...
He thinks they're too hot.
They are
hot. Please. Would you rather have them cold and soggy?
Yeah, I would. Because it's not going to hurt me that way.
But they're going to taste bad. They're not fresh.
Every time I burn the roof of my mouth.
You know they're nice and fresh.
Because oftentimes I get Five Guys, take it home.
Yeah.
So I get them. I can't drive home with fries next to me. And I can't not eat them.
Right.
So I burn my mouth every time. Every time.
Oh, that's on you.
Every,
that sounds
no
like a
exception.
You problem.
Does it really?
Yep.
All right. Anyway, and the grease on the bag, by the way, they're just potatoes. The grease on the bag?
Yeah.
A bag of potatoes doesn't have grease on it, Sarah, that you can see through. It turns it into a window. I can see the fries inside.
Every fry is just exactly the same as amount of grease, probably.
Sure.
The McDonald's ones probably soak it up more. I don't know.
That's what my insides are for soaking up the grease. Folks want to learn more about French fries, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com.
Course,
on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Back tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Fresh episode, please. Fresh like those fries.
Yes.
Fleetwood Mac on the way. We'll do some Cheap Trick. Check the forecast and check traffic with Ed Smith next on Legends.